welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Holy shit, man.
What?
2020.
Well, that's like every...
It's just June, somehow. It's a lost year. It really is. 2020
has come for us all.
2020 will come for us all. That's depressing. What did we talk about? Washington Titans?
Washington Titans.
We've heard some about some creepy dudes in the comic book industry in the last couple days.
You did?
Yeah, there were some dudes being creepy to young girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it anybody?
Warren Ellis.
Oh, really?
Apparently, it's rumored.
Like currently creepy or just...
I don't know. I just saw creepy. Previously, I have no idea.
Previously, creepy.
Yes, that was the skinny online the other day.
Well, was it?
Dennis O'Neill.
Denny O'Neill.
Yeah.
Passed away.
Who wrote, if I'm not mistaken, the famous heroin issue?
Yeah. Well, it was him and Neil Adams.
Yeah.
He was very... So he was known for his work on Batman, which included Batman Detective Comics, Legends of the Dark Knight, as well as editing DC's Batman titles from 86 to 2000.
Wow. That's a good run.
And they basically were responsible for after the Batman TV series.
And you know, the 66.
Batman 66. Yeah. And he created Ra's al Ghul and Talia. Mm-hmm. And Leslie Tompkins and Azrael and Richard Dragon. I like how they name all these like important Batman characters and then Richard Dragon.
I don't know who Richard Dragon
is. He was like the DC's answer to Shang-Chi.
Oh, okay.
But also not Karate Kid, because there was Karate Kid in Legion. Revitalized the Joker and Two-Face as well as modern villains. Or revised Two-Face and Joker as modern villains and oversaw the death of Jason Todd.
Oops.
We had to have created Jason Todd, right? Or maybe he didn't.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he just edited.
Yeah, and then he was also responsible, along with Neil Adams, the Hard Traveling Heroes saga of Green Arrow and Green Lantern, which is something I feel like I should read. There's also, those are on the app. So, and he just spent some time at Marvel, which he wrote Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Daredevil. Hired Frank Miller to take over Daredevil. So that's, you could thank him for that.
Yeah, I blame him for Damian. Even though he didn't create Damian, he created Talia.
Mm, yeah.
Therefore, it's his fault.
He was a big advocate for social justice. A lot of stuff, a lot of stuff with regards to social issues, especially those Green Lantern comics.
Yeah. And I don't think we'd have Batman as Batman, after we had, Dark Knight Returns and stuff. I feel like he kind of helped usher in the environment that would allow for stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he was, what, in his 80s?
Yeah, he was older.
So, good life.
Yeah.
Nice long life.
Left a mighty impact.
Yeah.
So, rest in power, Denny O'Neill.
Yep.
I think since last time, did I talk about going to Mile High?
I don't think you had gone last time we had taped.
Okay.
I didn't go.
Yeah, because we mentioned before, we got a birthday gift, $50 to use at Mile High. You weren't able to go, but I went, and lots of cool stuff in there, as always. I focused a little bit more on action figures this time out.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been doing those videos still on Instagram and our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Worst Collection Ever on Facebook. You couldn't see me open up some action figures, and I gotta do more of those because I still got a few left, including some stuff that I did buy from Mile High. I looked at some of the dollar comics. I found another wizard. I'm always happy to find the wizard.
I know you love a wizard.
I love a good wizard from the mid 90s.
Yeah,
that was cool. And then I also picked up some Catwoman trades that you didn't have that are relatively new.
Yeah.
So now we have, but they're only for the third series.
Yes, but now we can get rid of the single issues we have of that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of those we can knock out, which is great. Not that I feel like we're hurting for space right now because we haven't bought a lot of comics recently.
Well, yeah, I mean,
just because we haven't been out. Well, the thing too is that I don't really intend on buying like a lot of single issues these days.
I'm trying not to because of the space issues that we were having. I'm really trying to get everything consolidated into trades, just because we were just having such crazy space issues and all these. I mean, how many boxes do we have? Like we had to move all that shit.
Yeah, no, we have a lot of boxes, and they're just
taking up space.
They're just taking up space, which is, you know, fine. I mean, they're not in the way or anything like that, but you know, I just don't want to keep adding to it.
Yeah, I'd rather, if we can consolidate stuff and get it into trade form, I would rather do that.
You know, at some point, what I'd like to do, which might actually be a good idea, is get some new boxes, because the ones that we've had.
Oh, they're so trashed, yeah.
Well, it's, yeah, they're not, maybe it's just some of the wrappings and stuff.
Well, you can rip that off.
Yeah, I might have to reassess that, but.
I did that because I didn't, you know, we could see them in our old apartment, because we didn't have anywhere to put them. So, I mean, they were, like, visible, so I tried to put, like, a nice little wrapping on them so they looked nice on the shelf. And of course, Tully decided to claw it the second I put it on there. So they were all ripped and shredded anyway.
You knew.
But because you can't have anything nice when you have cats.
Including your own legs.
Oh my God. You know, we got a kitten, Miss Luna. And she's very sweet. We've had her for about a month now, and she's about 3 months old now. But her favorite thing to do is crawl up my freaking leg, because she's too small to jump on my lap. So my legs are just like, I literally look like I just rolled through fucking rose bushes.
That's funny.
I've been shredded.
Yeah.
No more kittens, by the way.
Yeah, no more
kittens. I never want another kitten. I love kittens. I think they're so cute. But for me, cats a year up and older, no more fucking kittens.
Well, we got this one.
She's very sweet. She's so lovable.
We will enjoy her as she is young.
She keeps clawing me.
She never claws me. I mean, occasionally she'll claw me, you know, by accident. She's not.
She claws me because then she was teething and then she was biting and no more kittens.
Nah.
Adult cats only. Thank you.
But I'm trying to consolidate in trades too. And sometimes I often lay on the ground in my office.
What, just stare?
Well, like Harley will come in and I'll have to pet him.
Oh, yes.
And I'll just be on the ground with him and I'll just be looking at my trades. And I'm just like, God damn, I got a lot of stuff.
I know.
It's a lot of stuff that I haven't even gotten to reading yet.
I know. That's also my problem.
And we talk about this a lot, but it's like, it's something that would make, especially during this time, just be, you know, I should take the time to do that.
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit disappointed in myself, to tell you the truth, because I would think that under these strange quarantine times, I would get off my ass and do a lot more reading than I have been. And yeah,
I feel like you haven't read as much. I don't see reading as much.
I haven't. You're
playing Best Fiends.
Yeah, I'm playing Best Fiends literally right now. As we're doing this, I'm playing it on my phone. It's fun.
Well, one day maybe you'll be able to use two hands, because we're going to get some stamps.
Yeah, if I can use two hands, it'll make my life a lot easier.
Yeah, we're hopefully, because as you could tell, sometimes, so normally, you know, we should do this like humans and actually sit in like a studio setting and sit at a table. But I don't want to.
No, we've tried that before. It's never as much fun.
I like to actually sit down and just be here, but I want to get some mic stands so that we can crane them to our faces.
Yeah.
And I think
put it in my face.
We'll see how this works. I don't know how
put it in my face.
I don't know how it's gonna work. I can't guarantee it's gonna be the end all to our dilemmas, but I'm willing to give it a shot. Because it's something I've always wanted to do.
Well, let's do it, because that would be nice to have a free hand.
Yeah, and plus you won't have to hear us knocking the mics around. So.
Yeah,
I keep looking at the trades. I'm just like, man, I got so much stuff I haven't even touched yet.
I know.
And it's a lot of cool shit.
A
lot of stuff that's like, I'm like, damn, this would be stuff that I would fucking enjoy, and I'd be really fucking jazzed to read it. Because, you know, I mean, it's nice that I have, because I have the Marvel app. I barely touch the Marvel app. I'm going to pay for it every month.
Well, maybe cancel for a while.
I might. I don't know. I mean, it's something where I got it because I wanted to, like, read a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was all high on the DC app.
Right.
You know, and I was like, well, Marvel's got an app like this, and, you know, why not do the DC one or Marvel one and see how it goes? And, you know, I like the DC one, too. I mean, I got it for a year. Probably one of the best investments I feel I've ever made purchasing comics.
Yeah.
Because it's in addition to the comics, you also get all the shows, you get all this stuff, you know, so there's a lot of value for getting it for a year.
Right.
Which I think I pointed out. It's like $80 a year, but it's like, you get so much stuff. Like, you could just constantly read comics, read everything, and you don't even have to pay for all this shit.
Right.
You know, and it's just like classic stuff. Like, if you want to read, like, you know, Golden Age Supermans. But let's talk about Titans real quick.
Oh, okay. That's a show we're watching.
Well, the main things, I mean, we're still watching it. You know, we've mentioned that it's much like other superhero shows. There's too much
they're dragon shit.
They're dragon shit, as evidenced by any story involving Hawk and Dove.
Oh, my God.
They are my Foggy Nelson of this series.
Yeah, because anytime they get on screen, like, I feel like everything stops dead.
Well, also too,
and it sucks because there's literally action happening sometimes when they're on screen, but it just stops for me because I don't care. I don't need the flashbacks.
Well, I would care if they actually were doing something, but I feel like most of the time it's just like
talking.
Dick and Dawn having some sort of shit, and then, you know, Hawk's getting drunk or shooting up, you know, shooting steroids, and I don't care.
Yeah.
Get to some action.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I like the show.
I like the show too, but, you know, again, I feel like they're just dragging stuff.
So there was,
they're just padding out story that doesn't need to be padded out, and it's kind of frustrating.
There was a few things about that I forgot. Oh,
there was definitely, like, and I mean, spoilers for Titans.
Yeah.
So, you know, skip ahead if you don't want to hear this. But spoiler alert, we spend the entirety of the first season trying to figure out, like, who's after Raven, and they're trying to bring her dad about. And finally we bring Trigon into existence. Unfortunately, he's just a dude.
He turns into a bit of a demon.
He does at the very end. But so what happens is he doesn't show up until, like, the last episode.
I'm certain he comes back, but
I'm sure he does too. Like, maybe what the end of the second to last episode, then he's there for one episode, and it's like, oh, here comes Trigon. He's going to kill everybody. He's going to start eating worlds. Like, everybody's fucked. He's literally dispatched the first, 20 minutes of the season 2 premiere. And he's gone. All those episodes leading up to this, everything, and he's gone. And I'm like, oh, that was really pointless. Because the end of season 1 is just everybody getting, like, gearing up because here comes, you know, we're all going to fight Trigon now, and everything looks so dark. And then it's like, oh, and then Raven just walked into a field and he was gone.
But they did have the main thing that I think we need to address is old Batman.
Oh, God, no. No.
So the actor that plays him, I forgot what his name is, like Ian Glenn, I think it is.
I think he's on Game of Thrones.
He's a Game of Thrones. Yeah, he was the head of
Tyrion. No, he's Lannister. He's a Lannister.
No, he was like I forgot what his character's name was, but he was like the head of the Mother of Dragons' army.
Okay.
He was like one of her, like, you know, part of her crew.
Sure.
I mean, everybody dies on that show, so I'm certain he wasn't around for that.
Yeah, I'm sure he died.
But yeah, he was one of her dudes, and so. Now, mind you, he is, what did I say, he was like 50?
Like in real life?
Yeah.
Maybe something like that, sure.
It's not a matter of the fact that he's old.
It doesn't, no, I don't care about that.
I mean, look, you can get whoever you want to play Batman.
Yeah.
The thing is that the way that he's portrayed on this show,
he does not look like a Batman.
He does not look like a Batman, and I don't buy him as a Batman, concerning that because he's just like a stately older dude.
Yeah, honestly, when he first, so Dick shows up at Wayne Manor and he sees this man, this older gentleman with, like, blonde slicked back hair and a suit, and he's, like, not huge, not, like, super athletic, he just looks like a regular guy. I immediately said, oh my God, it's Alfred. Yay. I'm so glad Alfred's here. No, that was fucking Batman.
Ian Glenn is 58 years old.
Which is fine. I mean, I'm here for an older Batman. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with an older Batman. I would love a Batman Beyond. But I don't buy the minute I saw him, I thought he was Alfred. And then you tell me that this guy's fucking Batman, and I'm like, no, absolutely fucking not.
Well, also,
if I can mistake him for Alfred, he cannot play Batman.
I can't remember if it's the season finale or the season one, but it's the one where Dick has, like, he's possessed by Trigon or whatever, and he has, like, this
weird flashback.
Weird, like,
dream?
No, like, it's like a vision of the future.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he has a vision of the future where...
Oh, I thought it was like a fever dream or something.
Kind of, I guess. But he's having this vision of a life where he is... is married to Hawk, or to Hawk.
That'd be sweet.
Sure, why not?
Bring it.
He's married to Dove.
Yep, she's pregnant.
They live in like Pasadena or something.
They live in LA somewhere.
And yeah, they got a kid, she's pregnant, whatever. And Jason Todd shows up and he's in a wheelchair. Because the Joker, the Riddler shot him.
Yeah, the Riddler uses guns now and he shot him.
And he's like, yo, shit's fucking crazy in Gotham, like crazier than usual. And like Batman.
Oh, yeah. Bruce is killing people.
Bruce is losing his mind. He might kill the Joker.
Yeah.
He might kill the Joker. And instead of just being like, good.
Right.
Dick's like, well, I got to go to Gotham. So he flies up to Gotham. And of course, it's like.
It's the shittiest shithole you've ever seen.
It's the shittiest shit. Yeah. And he's like working with the police or whatever. Because at one point, Batman gets a hold of the Joker and he throws him off a roof.
Right.
Like he throws the Joker's body, entire body off the roof. Joker's still alive, of course, because.
He's the Joker.
Joker's like the most, you know.
He's indestructible.
People complain a lot about like other characters being super overpowered. Joker is like way overpowered.
Oh, extremely. Joker is basically made out of the same shit that they make black boxes out of on airplanes.
Maybe.
He's indestructible. Throw him off a building, he's fine. He's just supposed to be like maybe a little bit of super strength because he got dunked in some acid. Dude cannot die.
You could do whatever. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't like, matter.
He could be, I mean, talk about any trauma to him. It doesn't matter if it's internal trauma, like he tears his own face and doesn't bleed to death.
Right.
So anyway, Dick is like, well, I gotta go and like help the LAPD or the Gotham PD track down Batman, and we gotta like apprehend him or whatever. And so they go into
He tells Gotham who
That's right, he tells Gotham.
He tells the Gotham PD who Batman is.
Which, of course, I don't know how you didn't fucking know, because everybody knows Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Right, I mean.
I feel like that's like everybody. It's like Bruce Wayne just walk around telling everybody he's Batman.
Pretty much. Bruce Wayne's told every woman he's ever met that he's Batman.
That's the thing. It's like any movie or any, like, a lot of iterations of Batman.
It's kind
of
like that, you know, there's that superhero coffee shop thing that they do.
Yeah.
And anytime there's a female character in it, he's always like, you want to know my secret identity? Like, he always offers to tell them, because that, and it's so true, that's exactly what he does.
But so anyway, so they try to take him down. Now mind you, Batman, this is the guy we're just talking about, the guy that we thought was Alfred, is tearing the fuck everybody the fuck
up. He murders everyone, like murdering
fucking cops, you know,
I mean, in
destroying
it,
dudes.
In fairness, I mean, there's a lot of like him just like kicking of ass and taking of names, like he's just like, you know, knocking people down. In fairness, what we know of Batman, you come for Batman in his own home, he has the advantage, and you know he's going to use it. So he already has everything planned out. So you're at a disadvantage if you're going in there.
Right.
It's true. I personally always thought that, because what they do is it's like, okay, the cops are coming and they're going to go into the Wayne Manor. And Dick is outside like telling them how to get in there. They kind of did something similar, not with Dick like betraying him and whatever, but where Jim Gordon found out in the anime, it was in the New Adventures of Batman and Robin animated series, where Barbara died, Batgirl, fell off a building and died. Jim basically sees that his daughter is dead, and then he's like, well, I knew it was you all along. I'm coming for you. And then he and the Gotham PD storm Wayne Manor. It's actually a great episode. And it's like, because she's like got shocked with fear toxin or whatever, but it's really a great episode, and it's done so much better there than it is here.
I understand, I'm not trying to say that you can't cast 58 year old Ian Glenn as Batman. You can do that.
I don't care how old he is, again, but I do not care.
I don't buy him being rampant destroyer of armed men. I just don't buy it.
He does not look like Batman.
He looks like more like Adam West did before he died.
Yeah.
Like an older Adam West.
Yeah.
Than he does actual Batman.
Yeah.
Which that's not how that's supposed to work.
No, but he just doesn't look like a guy who should, like, if you're gonna ask me to cast Batman, I'm not picking this guy.
I mean,
again, I thought he was Alfred when I first saw him, and he would have been a great Alfred.
No, I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
He would have been because Alfred. I was like, oh my God, this guy's. I thought it was Alfred. I was so excited to see him, and then you tell me he's Batman. I got fucking angry. I was like, what are you even trying to pull here?
But we're making our way through the show. We're almost. I think we're getting through season two. We're hanging out. We're going to do something with Deathstroke at some point.
He's there. Donna Troy's there. That's kind of fun.
Donna Troy. I like one thing I do really like about the show. I like the relationship that Donna and Dick have.
Yeah, I do too.
It's very much like
colleagues who have seen some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like
it's old police partners.
It's kind of like when for me, when I'm like talking to somebody that I used to work with, like at Sideshow.
Yeah.
Or something, and you just kind of talk about like, oh man, we had some wars.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's how they talk. And they just have a very, there's nothing sexual about it.
No, it's just a really good rapport.
And I just like, well, that's nice.
It is. It's actually really nice. You're like, oh, cool.
And for once, Dick is not trying to fuck a woman.
Oh, he's already fucked Dove.
Yeah.
He already fucked Corey.
Yeah.
The only other girls are Raven, Donna, and Rose. Well, we did have his partner there for a while that I thought he was going to fuck, but she died like in the second episode.
No, yeah, she got fucking burned, and he's just like,
bang. No. And the funniest part about that whole thing is like after she was murdered, like somebody calls to be like, hey, Dick, I'm calling to tell you, like somebody from his police department, which he hasn't been to in like 3 months, by the way.
Like the first day, he starts like one day and then he's just like, all right, I'll see you later.
I don't work anymore.
Now, I don't even know if he still gets paid. Like moved to San Francisco.
He's just gone. Yeah. He's supposed to be a Detroit police officer, but or detective.
He is so far away from Detroit right now.
He just left with a suspect. He just left with the suspect, and he has never come back.
Yeah, that's right. They arrested. They picked up Raven off the street because she threw a rock at a cop car.
Yep.
And then he just was like, "All right, well, I guess I'm just going to leave.
Bye.
I'm just going to go do some shit with her."
See you guys.
We're gonna have some adventures, and I'll just move, and nobody, and then you can kill my partner. I guess my partner's gonna die.
But. Well, no, but that's the funniest part because, like, when the nuclear family, they somehow come looking for Dick, and they go to his partner's house, and they beat her to death, and they kill her. This woman, who I guess is supposed to be like his inside information friend from the department, calls him and is like, hey, Dick, just want to let you know we got this information on Raven's mother. This is the house she was in like this other city. Oh, by the way. And then at the very end, before she hangs up, she just goes, oh, by the way, your partner's dead. And he's like, okay. And that's it. And that's it. Like, we spent all this time with these two, like her being like, you don't want to, be my partner. And
yeah,
like,
she's trying to
be friends. And they have like these scenes where like maybe they can be. Two episodes and she's absolutely murdered. And then like, it's just kind of like a throwaway. Oh, and by the way, she's dead.
This poor actress too. She's probably like, I'm like a new character.
Yeah. And I'm like, and Dick's friend.
We're going to have a
relationship. Yeah.
I might be there for a while. I think I'm going to be like his tether to reality. It's like, nope, dead.
Nope, absolutely fucking murdered. See you later.
By a family of nuclear robots.
Yeah, it was something.
It's a wild show. Yeah, so we'll keep watching that, and once we get to the end, we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with our book for this week.
During the days of World War II, a group of costumed mystery men gathered together to form the first and greatest superhero team of all time. Now, fighting alongside the surviving original members, a new generation of heroes has been born, promising to uphold the legacy their predecessors created and inspire other heroes across the world. Today, the Justice Society of America lives again. Mr. Terrific, Hawkgirl, Jakeem Thunder, Stargirl, Hawkman, Green Lantern, Dr. Midnight, Hourman, Sand, Power Girl, Crimson Avenger, Shazam. The Spectre, Wildcat, Dr. Fate, Atom Smasher, Black Adam, The Atom, Ma Hunkel, Airwave,
So join the Feathers and Foes, a Birds of Prey podcast, where we will discuss the event before the event, countdown to Infinite Crisis, Ashford, Laurel, discussing the illustrious Justice Society of America, issue 73 to 78, Black Vengeance, OMAC Projects. You're going to want to be there. Oh, we're going to be a part of these lovely array of other podcasters to discuss one of the greatest runs in the DC universe.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is yet another selection from our quarantine pile, which, again, we should not could be working on this quarantine pile as long as we have been.
Ooh.
Or at least, hopefully, we won't get through all of them. I think it's like, is it 50 comics?
I believe that is correct.
I feel like we're like at 15 or something.
Sure.
Yeah, we're rolling along on these. But yeah, this one is Our Man. I think I'll say volume one. Probably volume one.
Sure.
But Our Man, number 8 from November 1999.
Mm.
And this is the third iteration of Our Man, who is an android created in like the 853rd century or something. And he's created from like the DNA of the original Our Man, Rex Tyler.
Right.
Rick Tyler. It's one of the, he's got Tyler DNA.
Now, we have read an Our Man before about the guy we see at the end, correct?
We did not read an Our Man. We read
But he showed up in it in some comic we read. That's what he is. I knew he was like appeared. Because I remember the drug thing going on. Okay.
No, we read an Infinity Inc.
I gotcha.
Our Man 2,
yep.
Rick Tyler, and Dr. Midnight.
Yep, okay.
But there was another Our Man comic that I bought like a while back from this series.
Mm.
And, well, I think it's the only series. And I just was so lost reading it. I still don't get this character. Primarily because, unfortunately, Our Man himself isn't really much in this book.
Mm.
Which is fine. I mean, I guess that's what you're going to do. But and we have another Our Man in this in our pile. But this one in particular is in the middle of Day of Judgment, which is a crossover that I haven't read yet. But I think it involves shit going on with the Spectre. So I probably would like it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this particular one is called on the cover here. It says The Last Temptation of Snapper Carr. And goddamn it, I can give two fucks about Snapper Carr.
Yeah, no, I don't care about Snapper Carr.
He is like best value Jimmy Olsen. He's just a random ass jabroni that occasionally will have some. They'll have shit for him to do. Basically, he was just the mascot.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking mascot.
The mascot for the Justice League, right?
He was a man. He was a grown ass man or boy that became a mascot, even though he doesn't have like any distinguishing like. He's not like a bear or he's not, I don't know. He reminds me of the guy in Mighty Mighty Boss Tones that just dances.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Although that guy in Mighty Mighty Boss Tones actually does like their merch and like he does other stuff.
That's a lot of work too, dancing that whole time.
But then he just dances. Yeah, there's that guy that just the
he
dancer.
Just skanks.
But this guy,
Sami Zayn's perfect job.
Yes, yeah, Sami Zayn is like, hey, can I stop wrestling and become the dancer in Mighty Mighty Boss Tones?
He'd love it.
But Snapper Carr is like that same dude if he didn't dance and he just snapped his fingers and he didn't do the JLA merch. You know, he didn't handle the road, their road schedule or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He in this particular series, he is paired up with Our Man, the android, and they became friends. But here he is on the cover and he's sitting on top of what I think this is a fridge or some sort of cabinet. And he's eating a piece of cheesecake while there's a bunch of demons attempting to fuck with him. And on this fridge, we get a picture of Our Man. It says, snap, be back next week. And that's our cover. Well, yeah. He's eating something. We find out later it's cheesecake. So we start off this episode or this book with...
Is sitting at a table, I'm assuming in his house / apartment, whatever. And he's like been there for a few days for some reason. And he's like gross and disgusting. And he's just like sitting at this table in his kitchen.
Oh, and also for some reason he's got... I just remembered he's got one of those Mr. Terrific balls with him.
Yeah.
That's why I was looking at it. It's like, what is that eyeball doing there? I was like, no, that's a Mr. Terrific's ball.
He's also wearing a Blue Devil t-shirt.
And Daisy Dukes.
And Daisy Dukes. And he's just like, he wakes up and he looks like hell, and he even says, like, I feel like I've been partying with, like, dead rock stars for, like, a week.
He looks like what I feel like when you fall asleep in your car and it's really hot. And like,
is that something you do a lot?
It'd be like if I was you know what it is? It's like if I, there'd be on the rare occasion that I would stay up all night and didn't sleep.
Yeah.
And I've done this once or twice because, you know, you do something like, I remember one time my dad decided it would be a good idea for me and Benny and Brian, probably some of Brian's friends too, because they put up the tables for the lawn fete and they probably didn't want to hire security for that day.
Oh.
So they just offered us to stay up all night and sit in the tent in the middle of the summer in Buffalo, humid ass Buffalo.
Oh, God.
And just, you know, just watch the stuff and just stay up all night and do that.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
I mean, it was fine, but I felt like, what's his face here?
I could see that. That's kind of like when I used to work retail, having to do overnights because, like, we had a visit or some shit.
The story is called A Week with No Hour Man, which, of course, it's his own book and he's not in here, so.
Yeah. So he wakes up and he's like, oh, I feel like garbage, da-da-da-da-da. Like, I've been sitting here up all night, but I've been writing, and he looks and there's nothing on the page, and I'm like, yo, been there, bro. So he's like, I need some coffee.
He needs coffee, and he goes to open up his coffee, and apparently,
and it's got, like, mold on it?
Apparently the coffee has gone sour and there's fungus, and I think it has something to do with all the shit that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's Day of Judgment, so I guess there's demons flying around. It's kind of like on Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Right now we're like,
yeah,
Gotham, and I don't know if it's the rest of the world, but Gotham in particular is besieged by parademons.
Yeah, and like controlled by Dr. Psycho.
Yeah. Actually, I was just thinking about Darkseid. He's like, you used a word that I would not even.
Yeah, you called Wonder Woman a slur. Oh, God. Actually,
that's one of my favorite things about that show is that people are.
People
just give Dr. Psycho so much shit. I mean, look, yeah, he shouldn't have called Wonder Woman a cunt.
Probably not.
But even like the most, like, you know,
hardened
powerful
villain.
The hardcore villains are just like, why would you think? Like,
yeah.
The dark side, he's just like, hey, man.
I also like, he like goes through this very long explanation in this last episode. He's like, I couldn't get on the Ferris wheel and blah, 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 blah. And then all these people fell off and died. And anyway, that's why I hate women. And dark side goes, I don't think that tracks, but okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so Snapper Carr, who also apparently lives in like some sort of flop house, because like his house, Guy Gardner's house looks cleaner.
Oh, God.
So we're talking pretty grimy here.
Yeah.
And
so he's like, okay, well, I gotta go get coffee or I'm gonna like die. So he leaves his gross, nasty house.
He's also thinking up a lot of like little, a lot of names for
coffee,
cinnamon, what is it? Not synonyms, but like, you know, name, like just nicknames for coffee.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm just reading here, Jitter Juice, Brown Sunshine.
Brown Sunshine, that's gross. Well, sounds like a gross sex move.
It sounds like a gross sex move that also could double as a white zombie B-side.
Mm.
So he walks outside and a priest is being chased by a demon.
And he's like, I'll help you, priest. And then he like fucks it all up.
No, he yanks the priest out of the way or something.
I know, but doesn't the priest, like, get mad at him?
Yeah, the priest is like, what the fuck, man? You hurt me. And he's like,
yeah, that's why I'm like, he fucks it up.
Oh, and then he calls coffee eyelid grease, and that's pretty
gross.
That's
disgusting.
He must really be susceptible to coffee, because I never get that way. I'm drinking coffee right now, and it's, you know, it's what?
9:51.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, fuck me. It's 9:51, and I'm like,
we're both drinking giant coffees.
Giant coffees, and I don't think it's going to do a damn thing.
Oh, it won't. I'll go to sleep in like 10 minutes. I'll be fine.
He goes to this
like local coffee shop. It's called like the Yak.
Mad Yak.
The Mad Yak Cafe, which I kind of appreciate as a name for a coffee place.
Yeah.
And there's like this, you know, cranky old man there. Now, I'm assuming these are just characters in the Hourman saga.
Well, there's the guy, I forget what this guy's name is, Riker?
I don't know, but he's like going off because he's like, what do you want? Do you want like a regular coffee shop that's like the same as everybody else? You want a chain? We want to do stuff. We want to be political, man. Like, he's one of those guys.
But also on the TV, Jay Garrick is like, all right, we're going to defeat these demons.
Yeah, by the way, demons have taken over the world.
Demons have taken over the world. And then Bill Clinton's on the TV.
Yeah.
Who's also sweating.
Oh, yes.
You know, because we're 99, so we're still like, hey, man, Bill Clinton.
So he goes to make coffee, too, and his coffee's all fucked up.
Uh-huh. And then the ex-wife walks in.
Snapper Carr's ex-wife.
Snapper Carr's wife ex walks in.
Sure. Didn't know Snapper Carr had an ex-wife. Didn't actually care that Snapper Carr had an ex-wife.
Yeah. That's the thing. I'm like, your ex-wife's, I'm like, okay, because he just spends his time just like kind of leering around here, her,
yeah.
And then like her, nothing comes of it other than just him existing there. And then he has like a flashback to when apparently he accidentally gave up the hideout,
yeah,
the JLA hideout location.
Yeah, but this is like when he was a teenager. It literally says like episodes or issue 77 of the Justice League.
Which, yeah, we're way back.
Yeah,
Batman is ready to fucking break his neck.
That's what Batman does.
Yeah, so he's having like a memory.
Yeah, he's thinking back, and then that's when he somehow, by doing this thinking, he like just realizes that if he takes ketchup and like puts a pentagram on the floor, he can summon all of the demons like into the coffee shop. And I'm like, dude, you could have just done that outside. But he like summons all the demons into the coffee shop.
Well, before we do that, this is like, it kind of isn't somewhat integral to the story, but he decides to get himself a piece of cheesecake.
Oh, that's right. He loved, because he's like, if I can't have caffeine, I'm going to have cheesecake, because at least there's the sugar rush.
By the way, also, I just noticed, like, there's whatever's in that, under that glass looks like a big turd.
I think it's supposed to be donuts.
I know, but it looks like
bagels?
A big turd.
So he summons all these demons into the coffee shop, and then that's when they have to start fighting him. And he starts, Snapper Carr starts telling this demon, like, hey, man, like, you know, you don't have to be a demon.
But then he gets summoned by our man.
Oh, that's right. That's the part I missed.
Our man, him and our man. And
he sucks him into the future because our man. So our man is a week in the future because he trashed someone's house. And he went to apologize, but she's in Europe, so he can't apologize to her now. So instead of just going to Europe, he jumped a week into the future so he can be there when she gets home and apologize. So then that's when Snapper Carr gets pulled into the future, and it's not going very well for good old Hourman. And he's like, do you need my help? Basically, and he's like, no, do you need mine? He's like, yeah, here comes somebody. I got to send you back.
And then this is where he ends up. Back in the diner or the coffee shop, and he is talking to this demon called Torture, but like not torture, but like torch.
Yeah, like fire.
Fire-er.
Yeah, he's very specific about that.
And he's, you know, I do like that all these demons, but they're not really like trying to kill these people. They're just on people's backs.
Yeah, they're just there.
And this whole, while that's going on, he's trying to explain to this demon that he should eat the cheesecake.
Well, first he's like, hey, you know, you don't have to like chew. We can do these things and you don't have to be a demon. And he's like, yeah, but I am. And he's like, all right, well, how about you just have this pizza cheesecake? Why don't we just pretend this is the Golden Girls and you sit down with me and you have this cheesecake? And the demon's like, no. He's like, eat it. No. And they go back and forth. He's like, look, if you just take this one bite of this cheesecake, I will leave you alone. And so the demon eats the cheesecake. He's like, wait, this is good. We don't have cheesecake. He's like, yeah, but if you want to hang out with us and like not be a Hell's Demon.
I mean, you could still be a demon.
You can still be a demon.
Cheesecake.
But you can hang out with us. Like you can make that choice and like eat cheesecake. And that demon's like, okay. And then all of his friends disappear. I don't exactly know how the other demon, like what happened to the other demons. They just disappear once this guy decides he likes cheesecake.
Well, I think he just kicks them out because he's like, at some point he just barfs up some blue energy.
Oh, and that made them go away?
Yeah, I think that's what happens.
Oh, okay.
Because he's, you know, he's going back and forth and then it's just like, look, you know, you just come here and just hang out at this place and eat cheesecake and, you know, you don't have to be a demon. You could be a demon, but you don't have to be a demon.
Right.
And you could eat cheesecake.
And so he's like, okay, cool idea. And then like the guy at the coffee shop's like, man, tomorrow you're paying like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And the demon's like, give me more cheesecake. So then we skip to like a hospital room with not the first Hour Man.
But his son.
His son, the second Hour
Man. So it's Rick Tyler.
Who was taking that drug that made him Hour Man. But apparently that drug also gave him the C.
Yeah.
He has
Miraculo.
Leukemia.
Miraculo. Miraculo. I want to say Miraculo. It makes more sense. But Miraclo.
Sure. Miracle-O.
Miracle-O gives you it's an addictive. It's like painkillers.
Yeah.
And but also apparently it also gives you leukemia.
Yeah.
Or it gives you it can give you leukemia.
Yeah. So it looks like they think it gave him leukemia. So he is basically in his hospital bed, not doing very well. And his mom comes in, and this is the woman's house that got trashed.
But it's also like where
and Snapper's like.
But it's also where Our Man One's lab is too.
Right. So. And this is where, like, Snapper Carr's like, well, if he had only just gone to Europe to apologize to this woman, like, a lot of this stuff could have been changed, but he didn't. He went to the future instead. So she's like, hey, I don't know how to tell you this, but your dad's lab was trashed. He took everything. Like, whoever it was took everything from your dad's lab.
Pills.
And the drugs are gone, too, but, yeah. Like, all the stuff's gone. She's like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do. And, of course, like, this other guy's like, I'm going to kill this person. Oh, she does know it's Our Man. She's like, he calls himself Our Man. He's like, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to absolutely kill him. But then she leaves, and he, like, yanks the IV out of his arm and, like, falls off of his bed because I guess he's got some of the drug taped underneath it.
Yeah, he's got a stash.
He has two pills, and that's where we end.
Yeah.
Can't believe there's an ad for Mission Hill in there. Do you remember Mission Hill?
Vaguely.
It was like a cartoon.
Was it on like WB, I think it was?
I feel like it was on MTV, but it was about like some like guy who was like a comic.
No, WB.
Yeah, a comic book artist or whatever. And he lived in that like apartment and he was all like sad, like Gen X sad.
Yeah, there's a lot of cartoons from that era, like that time period.
Yeah.
And like the late 90s
yeah.
that I never got into. Like, I feel like
I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, it does familiar. I mean, I remember it exists, but
yeah.
But that's it. That's how Our Man ends.
Sure Snapper Carr is not actually going to have a huge part in.
I'm trying to think what happens to
him. I'm sure he hangs out, but I don't think he probably gets like an issue focused on him again because it's an Our Man book.
Yeah, but I don't know. Meh. I don't know how to really feel about this book.
Yeah.
Because I like the character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like this iteration of the character.
Right.
If anything, I'm more of an OG Our Man
right.
guy. You know, give me black and yellow. You know, I think he looks pretty cool. And I mean, you know, hang out with the JSA. You know, mm-hmm. I'm down with that. You know, his son.
Meh.
Whatever, you know, I haven't really dug into the Infinity Inc. stuff. And this one, I don't know. It's just like, I mean, you already have he already has the powers. I don't know if he knows he needs to take the drug.
I don't.
Because he's an android.
Right, he's an android. And he was like, I don't know how it works. Yeah, I don't know.
But we're going to have to read another issue at some point.
Man.
because we have another issue in the pile. Man. Maybe we won't do it next week. Maybe we'll hold off on it. The letters page is called Our Mail. And it's H-O-U-R.
No.
Yeah, no thank you.
Don't like it.
We get some letters here, people talking about the book. They like it. Next issue, the android from the future takes on the son of the original Our Man. Who will emerge? The one true Our Man. Do you want to read the next issue?
I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know. I just don't know. It's one of those books where it's like, I feel like I want to give it a chance, but it'll take a long time to warm up to it.
Right.
Because some books, you know, I just saw, like, that's how it is sometimes, where like, I'll be looking through, like, it's like, you know, I have that relationship with, like, New Warriors. I like who's in New Warriors. I like the characters. I think they're cool. But anytime I read a New Warriors book, I feel like I don't get the fulfillment out of it that I feel like I would if I was reading, like, an Avengers or, you know, something else, you know, like an Avengers West Coast or whatever. You know, it just doesn't hit the same way. But that gets us this week's show. Well, I'm at Angry Hero Sean on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And a reminder, on Facebook, I am doing those unboxings of random action figures. I got a Power Man I got to do. I got a Namor. What else do I got in there? I got a few others. I think I got an Iceman.
Mm.
So, yeah, we're going to have some fun with that. So keep an eye out for those, you know, on our Facebook. And if you see me up there and you want to come into the conversation, you know, by all means do. You know, I will talk to you in real time.
Oh, man.
You can talk to me in real time. I should start a Cameo.
Oh. Get an OnlyFans first.
Start an OnlyFans.
Just you unboxing action
it's
figures.
The worst OnlyFans. I feel like, I wonder if OnlyFans was intended to be for more sexy stuff, or if it's just like,
I think it's supposed to be sexy.
Well, no, it primarily is sexy, but like, if you want to start an OnlyFans, do you have to like Do you have to do sex? You don't have to do anything, but I will start an OnlyFans down the line. I am not committing to it. I'm not committing to a date.
That's too bad.
So you'll have to wait until I make the announcement. Yeah, you can find me on the Facebook, though, open up some stuff. So please also rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show, and tell your friends. We would really appreciate the ratings and the feedback. So once again, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.